You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In a huge relief to Puneet Goenka, the Securities Appellate Tribunal on Monday set aside the Securities and Exchange Board of India's August 14 order that barred the former top executive at Zee Entertainment Enterprises from holding key managerial positions in group companies. The tribunal, however, allowed the market regulator to continue its investigation into the alleged fund diversion case, which the latter said involved Goenka and his father Subhash Chandra. The decision enables Goenka to return as managing director and CEO of Zee, where he will lead one of the largest merged entities in the domestic media and entertainment sector, following the proposed merger with Sony Culvermax Entertainment. Meanwhile, Colgate-Palmolive on Monday said it received a transfer pricing order worth Rs 170 crore from the Income Tax IT Department for the assessment year 2021-22. According to a stock exchange filing by the consumer products company, the department has disallowed certain international transactions to the company. Transfer pricing refers to the actual price charged in a transaction between related entities which are part of transnational group. Under the relevant rules, the taxman can prescribe adjustments to the prices involved in such transactions if they vary from similar transactions between unrelated parties. The company, in a statement, said the company is awaiting completion of the draft assessment proceedings and post the same, an application will be made before the dispute resolution panel, unquote. On to banking. Public sector lender Indian Bank have achieved an all-round robust performance in the second quarter of the current fiscal, said it will be able to sustain the momentum going forward, supported by its advances portfolio growth that will cater to diverse segments in both retail and corporate sectors. S.L. Jain, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Indian Bank, told Sajjan C. Kumar that the bank's core income had increased significantly and it is poised to replicate the trend in the coming quarters. The bank will start its proposed operational subsidiary in another 6 months' time, as it is ready with the new company's framework and is awaiting RBI's approval. In some more banking news, SBI Cards and Payment Services will keenly monitor gross non-performing assets to ensure that it does not rise any further and also look at bringing it down from the current levels, said MD and CEO Abhijit Chakravarti. He said, quote, "While it will be difficult to give any numbers, we should not deteriorate from here. In case of delinquencies or GNPA or credit costs, the objective is to improve upon where we are today," unquote. The gross non-performing asset ratio rose 29 basis points year-on-year to 2.43% as of September 30. Going ahead, Chakravarti said the company will focus on growing its cards in force, spends and receivables while simultaneously keeping an eye on bad loans. Next up, the industry sector. Calling out food delivery apps for steep charges to restaurants of as much as a total of 55%, restaurateurs Riaz Amlani and Zoravar Kalra say networks like the Open Network for Digital Commerce could help their businesses become more profitable. The restaurateurs said on a podcast that Zomato and Swiggy are eating up around 55% of their order values through charges for delivery, discounts and discovery. Speaking to Zerodha co-founder Nikhil Kamath on a podcast, they asserted food delivery commissions beyond 12% are simply not sustainable. Aggregators, they pointed out, were current charging around 24-28%. Moving on, the Rs 11,530 crore Dabur India, amongst the oldest Ayurvedic companies in the country, is putting in place a strategy to draw younger consumers into its fold. The 138-year-old brand is prioritizing e-commerce, direct-to-consumer channels, newer product formats and modern packaging to stay relevant to youth. The aim, as Dabur India CEO Mohit Malhotra explains, is to increase the addressable market of the company and remain contemporary to consumers. He says that there are multiple legs to this one. One is the route to market strategy, the second is product format and variants, and the third aspect is communication and packaging, adding that he sees this as a virtuous cycle to remain future fit. Dabur's total spends on digital advertising today constitutes 33% of its total advertising spends. Lastly, let's look at the stocks in focus today. These include Marico, TVS Motor, Castrol India and UPL, among others. For those unaware, Castrol India posted profit for the second quarter of FY24 at Rs 194.42 crore, up 3.9% in comparison to Rs 187.17 crore during the same period last year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 1,182.92 crore, up 5.5% as against Rs. 1,121.07 crore during the third quarter of FY23. Marico on Monday posted the Q2 FY24 profit at Rs. 360 crore, up 17.3% in comparison to Rs. 307 crore during the second quarter of FY23, surpassing estimates. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.